Battle for the Body, Chapter 10, The Gifts of Healing. Healing promised to claim, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Introduction. The Bible commissions all believers to be involved in the healing and deliverance ministry. But the Word also confirms there are special gifts of healing given to some believers by the Holy Spirit. This lesson introduces the Holy Spirit as part of the Trinity of God, summarizes His ministries, defines spiritual gifts, and specifically focuses on the gifts of healing and related spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity of God, which consists of God the Father, the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The triune nature of God is revealed in the following passages. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, John chapter 15, verse 26, Romans chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14, and Acts chapter 2, verse 33. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent, which means He is present everywhere. Psalms 139, verse 7. He is omniscient, which means He knows all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. He is omnipotent, which means He is all-powerful. Psalms 62, verse 11. He is eternal, which means He is everlasting. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many ministries. Here is a summary of what the Bible says about His role in creation. He was active in the creation of the earth. Scriptures. He ministered by originally revealing and inspiring the Scriptures and continues to minister by enlightening our hearts to understand the Word. Israel. The Holy Spirit came upon the leaders of Israel, guided them to the promised land, filled their places of worship, and will come upon them in the future during the tribulation and millennium. Jesus. Jesus was conceived, anointed, sealed, led, empowered, filled, offered in death, and raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. Sinners. Sinners are reproved of sin and drawn to the gospel by the Holy Spirit. Satan. The power of Satan is held back by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Church. The Holy Spirit formed the Church. He inspires its worship, directs its missionary activities, selects its ministers, anoints its preachers, guides its decisions, and baptizes it with power. Believers. The Holy Spirit convicts believers of sin, sanctifies, baptizes with power, dwells within, strengthens, unites, intercedes, guides, demonstrates love, conforms to the image of Christ, reveals truth, teaches, gives assurance of salvation, gives liberty, comforts, quickens, speaks through and to him, demonstrates God's power, inspires worship, empowers for witnessing, and develops spiritual fruit and spiritual gifts. An important function of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer in the church, which relates to healing and deliverance, is the giving of spiritual gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual gifts are supernatural abilities given by the Holy Spirit to a believer to minister as part of the body of Christ. There is a difference between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost, which is recorded in Acts chapter 2. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural abilities given those who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. These gifts enable believers to minister effectively both within the body of Christ and to unbelievers. A spiritual gift is not a natural talent or ability. It is supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit. A person does not operate, develop, or own spiritual gifts himself. The gifts are supernatural abilities bestowed upon and operated through him by the Holy Spirit. You can read about spiritual gifts in the following passages. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 31. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. As you will discover in these verses, there are many spiritual gifts given to the church. Our present focus of study, however, is the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. A believer with gifts of healing has the ability to let God's power flow through him to restore health apart from the use of natural methods. All believers are commissioned to pray for the sick, but a believer with gifts of healing is used specifically and consistently by God in this area of ministry. There are a variety of healing gifts because the word gifts is plural. There are different ways healing comes and various methods of using the gifts. Think of the various ways God works to bring a person to salvation. Can he not also work in various ways to bring healing? Methods or gifts in themselves do not heal any more than they save. They are only channels through which God's power is manifested. In the Bible, we find healing gifts manifested by 1. The minister touching the sick, 2. People touching the minister, 3. Speaking the word of healing from a distance, 4. Speaking the word of healing in the presence of the sick, 5. Dealing with a person directly, 6. Healing because of intercession by another, 7. Praying, 8. Healing which occurred through an act of faith by the sick person, 9. Various types of faith, faith of one ministering, faith of one seeking healing, faith of friends, faith of relatives. 10. Different agents of healing. There is nothing sacred about them, but they were used as a point of contact. Spit, mud, prayer clothes, a poultice of figs, the hem of the garment of the minister, shadows of the minister, oil, fingers in the ear, water. 11. Special miracles. God anoints some people with faith for special healings. For example, God uses some people to minister especially to cancer patients. This does not mean you should not minister in all areas of healing, for the command is to heal the sick in general. But the Holy Spirit may minister through you consistently to particular illnesses. Related spiritual gifts. All spiritual gifts are important and needed in the body of Christ, but here is a list of some of the spiritual gifts which especially complement the gifts of healing. Teaching and exhortation. Based on the word, they increase faith for healing. Prophecy, tongues, interpretation. May bring a direct word from God regarding the illness and or healing. Discerning of spirits permits determination of whether healing or deliverance is needed and knowledge of the spirits in operation. The gift of faith imparts a special confidence to act upon the knowledge provided by discernment and pray the prayer of faith. The word of knowledge gives knowledge of the root cause of sickness. It is especially helpful with emotional healing or when physical sickness is related to a demonic problem. It can give insight about sins which need to be confessed, demonic forces involved, and mental attitudes which may be blocking healing. The word of wisdom enables you to use the knowledge God gives in a word of wisdom or instruction to the sick person. Gift of miracles. Instantaneous and creative healings, example, the growing of a limb, etc. They are events for which no natural explanation can be given, something which in no way could have occurred by natural means. You can learn more about these gifts in the Harvest Time International Institute course entitled Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Seeking spiritual gifts. The Bible teaches that each believer has at least one spiritual gift. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 11. Because each believer has at least one spiritual gift, we each have a responsibility to discover and use our gift. The Bible says we should seek spiritual gifts. Covet earnestly the best gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. When you pray for the gifts of healing, you are asking God to further develop that which is already in you, as all believers have the potential and authority to lay hands on the sick for healing. Jesus increased the resources he was given. Luke chapter 5, verse 22. And Timothy was told to stir up the gift within him. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. The ministry of the church. All believers are commissioned to heal the sick, and although God does move through some and special gifts of healing, all believers should be involved in the healing ministry. Here is a list of those whom the Bible says should be involved in ministering healing. Pastors and shepherds, or spiritual leaders. Ezekiel chapter 34. Elders and deacons, James chapter 5, verse 14. Ordinary believers, Luke chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, and James chapter 5, verse 16. Those with special gifts of healing, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. The entire church, it is to be a healing center, Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 24.